from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's Bucko Minute Time. 3 hours from now, Pirates and Diamondbacks start a big series in Arizona. Pittsburgh a half game behind the D-backs in the wild card race, a game and a half behind San Diego for the last wild card spot. The Padres had a no-hitter yesterday.
Cease and desist.
Yes, lot of Pirates trade deadline fodder. The Devil Rays, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, are in full on sell mode, even though they are a half game worse than the Pirates in the standings at 52-51. They have shed $30 million of payroll for next year. Zach Eflin, their best pitcher this season, and Randy Arozarena, last year All-Star Game Home Run Derby entrant, traded to Seattle. They did not get a top 100 prospect back in either deal.
They do things differently there. They evaluate players differently. They look for different things. They're much more, I think, a visionary franchise, not in necessarily always a good way, than like the A's were with Moneyball, where it was, hey, they also had Mulder, Hudson, and Zito. But even so, even saying all that about Tampa and their approach, yeesh.
Dan Zangrilli, Pirates pre- and post-game host with us. Dan, should the Pirates have been in on Arozarena?
Sure, why not? Yeah, he's controllable, right? Yep. I think he would have solved some of their issues, and I think there's a little bit of versatility there, the potential for there to be. I don't see why not.
Didn't give up a top 10 prospect in their organization MLB.com.
What do they give up, 12 and 15? 12
and 15? There's a player to be named later eventually.
Okay, but
don't know who or what that is.
But 12 and 15, I think, went, correct?
Yep.
So that's a fairly steep price, I think, for Randy Arozarena. Do you
really?
Do you disagree with that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I mean, all 12 and 15s aren't created equal, but
no.
I think that's otherwise a fairly steep price.
All right, well, they might not be done selling. Would you like anybody else? What was it, Yandy Diaz?
Well, hold on a second. I want to just finish this with Dan here.
Yes, why don't you guys finish?
You said, what were the numbers, 13 and 12 and 15?
I think 12 and 15, yes.
So would you trade Hunter Barco and Yordani De Los Santos for Randy Arozarena?
Probably not Barco.
Really?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I mean, so is Arozarena. He's having the worst year
of his
career.
I mean, where
career,
does Hunter Barco?
Above average. When,
I mean, maybe one of those guys, perhaps, but not both. I mean, you're talking about you didn't give up a top 10, but you gave up two top 15s.
I mean, where does Barco fit in their plans long term for the Pirates?
I mean, maybe if there's one of those, but not two of those. So the price was two. Okay, and you're saying that, okay, they didn't give up a top 10, but they gave up two top 15s. What's the great – that's a fairly steep price because I don't think there's a great divide between 11 through 14.
All right. Do you have any more of a rejoinder here, Bonnie?
I mean, if you're just telling me I still get to keep my 11 best players in my organization and I'm adding a guy
– I'm with you on this, but I just wanted to make sure you and Dan were
done. Has hit 20-plus home runs three straight seasons. I think I'm doing that.
Right, I think that I'm saying it's a steep price, I think, for Randy Arozarena.
All right, what was it? John Feinsand
Yes, Mark.
Mark Feinstein.
Not John,
John
Feinstein.
Feinstein. Yep, Mark Feinstein.
He's writing about Mike Krzyzewski again.
Yandy Diaz, the Pirates are interested in him. Your thoughts on that Tampa Bay Ray?
Absolutely. All for it. Bring him in.
What would you give up there?
Not a 12 and a 15.
Okay, give us a ballpark number of the prospect you would be comfortable
giving
up.
Man, you hoard prospects worse than Huntington, Dan.
No, I don't.
Call you Dan Charrington.
No way. Yeah, you can give up maybe somebody that's in the 15 to 20 ranking. That's, I think, fair for Yandy Diaz, who's hitting, who has 8 home runs, I think, this
year. Where's he play?
He plays first base.
Where's Tellez go?
Right, exactly. And I think there's a little position flexibility.
Well, that's why I say I wouldn't do that trade, because I don't want to put Rowdy on the bench right now, believe it or not.
Yeah, he might be able to play a little third, if I'm not mistaken. So,
but where's Hayes go?
Well,
not, they're not third, benching Hayes.
Not a
they're
third
not.
Base
He's got
for the 50, time being.
You think they'd bench a guy they owe $50 million to?
I mean, he's under control. Where's he going? What's the worst he could do?
I would think they would want to play him to get ROI, send him out there and try
yeah,
to get
because
hit his
he had a big
August,
August and September last year.
Yeah. And who knows? Do you phantom DL that? Or is there significant injury to the back? There's probably a few different ways
I
to
I feel like
to
you couldn't get away with
that.
Phantom DLing it because his family would be all over it telling people that it was a phantom
and
DL.
And the other
trip.
Thing, Dan, is if they did that, then you'd give up some prospect inventory and you still wouldn't solve your biggest problem, which is you have the worst center field play in the entire major leagues.
Sure. And that's, I mean, I'm all for Yandy Diaz figuring it out once you get him into the organization, but you're right about turning your attention to the true areas of need, and it is center and right field. No
to
doubt.
That end, how interested do you think they are in those Marlins outfielders, both De La Cruz and, of course, the oft-mentioned Jazz Chisholm?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably going to be awfully, awfully expensive. And, man, I think with the Nationals, you know, with Winker and Thomas, that's probably something that is more practical. Would you agree with that? I don't really see a pathway.
Well, I think it's cheaper.
It is.
I think it's, you know, Thomas is on a expiring Winker's on an expiring contract, and Thomas has only got 1 year left. So I'm guessing it wouldn't take. I know it would not take as much to get those two guys as it would Chisholm and De La Cruz.
And I'm not exactly a fan and have kind of had a no-fly zone with the rental players, but if you can get Winker for an extremely low cost, I could see him hitting fifth in this lineup quite nicely.
Dan, do you think
I think there's an argument he's the best hitter among the four outfielders we're talking
correct.
About.
Correct.
Dan, do you think it's imperative that they add to this team one way or the other? Because I've noticed you have been pretty loath to part with prospects and all of these hypotheticals we've peppered you with today. Do you think they need, no uncertain terms, they must add a bat to this team where they are not doing their jobs as a front office?
So when you say need, I mean, I guess, like, come hell or high water and pay whatever price it is to overpay.
No. Do they just need to add somebody with a bat who is a position player?
Do they need offensive help, and could they use reinforcements? Absolutely. But when you say need, like, if they don't make a deal, which I think they will, let me start there. I think they'll figure something out. To what extent, I don't think anybody knows. And the last I checked in the last 15 minutes before I came on with you guys, there hasn't been much in the way of, like, anything newsworthy that I could bring to you. But do they need somebody to come in here and bolster their lineup? Yes. Do they need to do a deal that is completely outrageous, and by not doing so, they've somehow failed the fan base, failed the clubhouse? I'm not going to go that far, because I believe that this thing, as I've said before, has snuck up on them, and they weren't necessarily ready, and I believe their window to be more 25, 26, and 27. So I'm not going to upend, especially the upper levels of my organization in the way of pitching depth, to be able to just make a deal to say that I've made a deal. I can also see, and I know this has come from the other reporters as well, but I could see them moving major league pieces off of this roster to get other pieces as well. And I know that this would be, at the time, and especially while he has been really, really good, could Luis Ortiz potentially be moved? Could Quinn Priester potentially be moved? The areas of depth that they have, which is their starting pitching, do they value a Thomas Harrington or a Bubba Chandler or Braxton Ashcraft more than they do a Priester or Ortiz? Maybe that's the case.
What do you think? Let me ask you that question. Like, Ortiz's pitching tonight has been great. Do you think they'd rather trade Ortiz than Barco or Harrington or Chandler or any of those minor league guys, if you had to guess?
I would say, yeah. I mean, maybe not Barco. But I think Ortiz still, at the end of the day, while he has been, in many respects, one of the most valuable Pirates because of all the roles that he's filled, and he's filled extremely well, you know, there still is, I think, some question marks surrounding Luis Ortiz. Do you believe that he's completely arrived and you absolutely know what you're going to get from here to kingdom come with Luis Ortiz?
We don't know that about the guys in their minor leagues either, and at least he's done it several times at the major league level. So that's why I would be much more willing to trade those minor league pitchers.
You would trade Bubba Chandler over Luis Ortiz?
No. I didn't say Chandler, but like Solometto, yes.
Well, yeah. Does anybody want him at this point? That's turning out to be a disaster.
I think three months ago he was untouchable, and now, I mean, so it could just be a blip on his radar.
Possibly. But, again, you know, I think you're more willing to part with that than you would, you know, some like a Harrington or a Chandler.
I'm concerned about the Chisholm situation. I mentioned this to Chris earlier because they scouted him all week. They know they don't have Reynolds right now, so they're missing their best hitter. If they were convinced that those Marlins outfielders were right for them and could be acquired for the right price, I think they'd be on their way to Phoenix right now, Dan.
Possibly, but are we convinced? I mean, how good is Jazz Chisholm?
They have in center field by orders of magnitude.
Of course. But you're going down the Reynolds path just because he was, you know, he's going to be out for, I don't know, maybe a week at most. And this is a bad time to be out, but is Jazz Chisholm comes in and helps, sure. But is it going to move the needle as much as you think he's going to move the needle? I'm happy to add Jazz Chisholm here, but is it going to be measurably enough to really justify the cost? And what I think is a pretty expensive market based on what the Mariners have set over the last 24 hours.
Am I correct then to say that your preferred handling of the deadline for Ben Cherington here is he makes a move or two to get an okay bat, like a C-plus bat, somebody who's better than what they have but doesn't give up much of the farm to do it. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's exactly how I think you have to handle 2024, because I don't believe that this is the year that you put your chips in the center of the table, as like the Mariners are doing. I think the Mariners situation is much different than the Pirates situation.
But, Dan, who are the teams in the National League that you think of in a short series? Like, well, it's not worth it for us to go all out this year because we got to run into this buzzsaw.
I understand Skeens and Keller are really good, okay? And I heard what Dan Plesac said, and that's
and
really
you just
exciting.
Poo-pooed it. I could hear the tone in your voice. That was a poo-poo by you. You scoffed.
I heard major scoffage.
I heard you try to hold back a scoff there.
Do you believe the Pirates are World Series contenders? I'd like
yes.
you to put that on the record.
If they make a move, yes. De La Cruz, I'm going to say yes. To make it, yes.
The Arizona Diamondbacks were 84-78 last year and were 3 wins away from being World Series champions.
And you put the Pirates in that same classification, this version of the 2024 Pirates.
This version of the 2024 Pirates has much better starting pitching than the Diamondbacks did last year.
I understand that, but they also still, to me, have, I think, five areas of significant need.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that, Dan, but to Chris's point, we're seeing imperfect teams make playoff runs because of the randomness of it, and I subscribe to a chip in a chair philosophy with the playoffs. Just get in and see what happens, and you're right there. You're right there.
Especially now that the wild card is not a one-and-done situation.
Exactly. That's another good point.
Sure. And we're also going to try to look at some serious workload issues here with their pitchers. You're in a rock and a hard place, needing them to get to the postseason. You're going to have to ride them hard to get there. And then once you're there, it's another month to get to the finish line. Another month. And that's going to be at least five more starts, right?
Can I ask you a question then based on that answer? When you say it that way with Skeens and Jones, it almost makes me think like there might be people in that front office who would never say it on the record, but if you gave them truth serum, might tell you, hey, we're actually better off not making the playoffs because we don't want Skeens to get to 170 or 180 innings this year.
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. I bet you that answer would vary. I think.
Well, the fact that it's not everyone saying, yeah, we want to make the playoffs, we're all in, is telling that you think that.
Well, I think that this, again, snuck up on them, and they weren't necessarily ready for their own success. Everything arrived ahead of schedule, and while that's wonderful, it's wonderful, but how do you judiciously navigate it? Can you become a victim of your own success sometimes?
Dan Zangrilli, check him out tonight. What time does it start, Dan? The Phoenix time F's me up.
I'm not sure. Somebody said 8:45.
Did you get a schedule?
I didn't get a schedule. Did you get a schedule?
I thought the leadoff show started at 8:45 and the game was at 9:40.
Oh, the game's at 9:40.
I've been given the wrong time for the game the whole day. All right,
whoops,
Dan.
I don't know. I might have given you the wrong time there.
Congratulations on all of your collective success.
Yes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.